How do you measure a city's health? One key measure is the health of its children, particularly newborns and babies. By one such metric, infant mortality rate, Baltimore was struggling mightily just 7 years ago. In 2009, Baltimore registered the nation's fourth highest infant mortality rate, with an average of 13.5 deaths per 1,000 live births. The city's elected leaders and health department recognized that the problem needed to be addressed systematically and creatively. What emerged was the Be More Healthy Babies initiatives. This initiative, in which CareFirst played a key role, launched a citywide effort to address issues affecting pregnant and postpartum women that impact infant and maternal health. Teams of physicians, nurses, social workers, and others work closely with expecting mothers to address prenatal care, safe sleeping, substance abuse, and a host of other issues in a targeted, hands-on way. The results have been nothing short of astounding. Just recently, the City Department of Health announced that the infant mortality rate had dropped 38% in 7 years. Among African Americans, the drop was even more pronounced, a decrease of 50%. This represents great news for babies, mothers, and everyone who wants to see a strong, healthy Baltimore. Be More for Healthy Babies has been a true public-private partnership that includes financial support and participation from more than 100 organizations, government agencies, community groups, and other partners. Led by the Baltimore City Health Department and Family League of Baltimore, the initiative's goal is to ensure that all of Baltimore's babies are born at a healthy weight, full term, and ready to thrive. I'm Chet Burrell, President and CEO of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield.